A5, getting ready to read. Crops, lowlands, southern, level, waiting, research institute, Philippines, develop, fertilize. One, it means low, flat ground, lowlands. Two, to be flat is to be level. Three, walking in water is wading. Four, the opposite of develop is not grow. Five, research is facts learned through study. Six, an island nation in Asia is the Philippines.
A5, food from swamps. Rice is one of the most important food crops of the Far East. Much of it is grown in the warm lowlands of southern China. The step in planting rice is to make a level field. Next, a bank of earth about 30 centimeters, about a foot high, is built around the field. Then, water is poured into it. Workers put the small rice plants into the field by wading into the water in bare feet. As the rice grows, the fields must be kept wet and free of weeds. In 1960, the Rice Research Institute opened in the Philippines. Here, researchers have developed new and stronger rice plants. They have found new ways to fertilize the soil and make it richer. They have learned how to protect rice from harmful insects and diseases. As a result, much more rice is grown now. In 1960, about 236 million metric tons, 260 million tons of rice were grown. In 1991, the crop was double that. There is still more work to do. The new rice does not grow well in some types of soil. Also, fertilizer is hard to get in some parts of the world. In the future, researchers will have to find ways to solve these problems too. A5, food from swamps. Rice is one of the most important food crops of the Far East. Much of it is grown in the warm lowlands of southern China. The step in planting rice is to make a level field. Next, a bank of earth about 30 centimeters, about a foot high, is built around the field. Then, water is poured into it. Workers put the small rice plants into the field by wading into the water in bare feet. As the rice grows, the fields must be kept wet and free of weeds. In 1960, the Rice Research Institute opened in the Philippines. Here, researchers have developed new and stronger rice plants. They have found new ways to fertilize the soil and make it richer. They have learned how to protect rice from harmful insects and diseases. As a result, much more rice is grown now. In 1960, about 236 million metric tons, 260 million tons of rice were grown. In 1991, the crop was double that. There is still more work to do. The new rice does not grow well in some types of soil. Also, fertilizer is hard to get in some parts of the world. In the future, researchers will have to find ways to solve these problems too.